Okay, this is the hour we will take your vital phone call with Ben Fuchs, our pharmacist, when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Ben Fuchs with us, part of the criticalhealthnews.com team, and they've got people always standing by to help you with a toll-free number at 1-855-949-RADIO or 7234. Good people there, Ben.
Yeah, they're beautiful people. They all are interested in making a difference and helping out.
They sure are. Well, you know what? I have made it a personal pilgrimage to make sure that people are healthy, because if they lose that, everything goes.
So true, George.
The careers, they're helping the people they care about and love. Everything goes.
Nothing else matters when you're sick. God forbid you get a horrible disease and you're in the hospital or you're in pain, or nothing else matters. You don't think about anything else. And it's the most tragic thing to me to see people suffering needlessly. And that's what we're talking about here, George.
Ben Fuchs with us. And we have been talking about how people are dying from being over-medicated in this world, on this planet. What about the interaction of drugs, Ben? I mean, what if somebody's taking a statin, a blood pressure pill, something else?
Issue. They don't test for those. You know, when they test, they do the toxicity tests and the different phases of FDA approval. They don't test for multiple prescription drugs, polypharmacy, as they call it. There's no way to know. It's a witch's brew. I used to work in mental health hospitals, and I remember being a pharmacist there, and I remember talking to the doctors, and they would be like throwing everything against the wall and seeing what sticks, basically. A little of this, a little of that. You got a side effect here. We'll give a drug for the side effect. We'll lower dose on this antipsychotic and increase it on that one. And it's just kind of playing around. And it's all because we forget that we're working with, at the end of the day, a poison. And the glibness with which we do this is a reflection of our unawareness of the fact that these are deadly, toxic poisons. And perhaps it's because I'm a pharmacist and we study the poisonous nature of these things that I see it, but I cannot for the life of me, when I explain it to people, understand why they would continue to do it.
Are you glad you're a pharmacist?
Yes, I am glad I'm a pharmacist.
So no regrets there?
No, not at all. I'm very glad I am, because I understand medicine. And you see, we always think of medicine in this culture anyway. We think of medicine as drugs. But I think of food as medicine. I think of supplements as medicine. I think of emotional mental strategies as medicine. I think of anything that we can apply to restore the body back to its God-given state of balance as medicine. I just don't think drugs or pharmaceuticals, with some exceptions, as we said earlier, I don't think those should qualify as medicines. I think food and nutrition should be our primary physical medicines.
And you've got to keep at it, Ben. I have found, even with myself, if I change my regimen, if I go off them for just a couple days,
right,
I can feel a difference.
Well, yeah.
I lose that pattern, that routine.
Well, that's true, too. But there's the pattern aspect of it. I noticed that myself. If I'm traveling or something, it's a little bit tricky to get back into it. But these things are excreted, and this is so important, George. You know, every time you go to the bathroom, you lose your you urinate, you lose your water-soluble nutrients. You lose your B vitamins. You lose potassium. You lose your electrolytes. You lose vitamin C. You lose your electrical vitamins, your electrical minerals. Your electrical nutrients are water-soluble. You know, that's what we were talking about salt earlier. This is why salt is so important. When you put salt in water, you create an electrical charge. That's what salt is. That, technically speaking, it's ions. It's electrical energy. So when you urinate, you're losing your electrical nutrients. You cannot help but be low energy. And when I say low energy, I'm not talking about not getting out of bed. I'm talking about your cells don't have the energy to fight cancer. Your cells don't have the energy to regenerate. Your cells don't have the energy to make collagen. So you get wrinkles, or you get collagen disease, or you get osteoporosis. And you'll think, oh, well, I'll get some injections, or I'll take this drug to make my bones stronger, when all you really need is your B vitamins. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And these water-soluble nutrients, the loss of them is behind heart disease, which is an epidemic. It's behind cancer, which is an epidemic. And it's behind diabetes. And something as simple as restoring, returning your body's B vitamin, vitamin C, and electrolyte balance back to where it needs to be can make a huge difference, and it won't take long because water-soluble nutrients are utilized very quickly. So it won't take long. When you restore yourself, when you start to take in the B vitamins in a liquid fashion, and you do it on a regular basis, within 24 hours, if you're like most people, you will notice a significant difference in how you feel because of their nature as the energy-carrying vitamins and because everybody's deficient.
Okay, let's go to the phones now. They're lining up for you, Pharmacist Ben. Joe in the Bronx, welcome to the program,
hey,
Joe.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, how you doing, Ben?
I'm from Queens. Yeah,
Ben, I originally wanted to ask you a question about diabetes medications.
Yes.
Diabetes seems to be epidemic and rampant
yes,
in the U.S. Now, they prescribe things such as metformin, Januvia, Avandia even. I was just wondering, how do you approach or attack diabetes the natural way with nutrients and supplements? And how can a person prevent being pre-diabetic?
That's all so easy, Joe. Great question, because diabetes is one of the most significant issues of our time, and it's so easy to reverse. It's an eating disease. The only way you can be a diabetic is if your blood sugar goes up and stays up for long periods of time. Blood sugar goes up and stays up in response to food. It's as simple as that. Now, once the digestive system starts to break down, there's some issues around probiotics and that sort of thing, but the first thing you do is you control how you eat, and it's not hard to do. Along with controlling how you eat, you start to take in nutritional supplements that help you balance blood sugar. And it turns out that the ones that help you balance blood sugar are the ones that give you energy. There's a relationship between nutrients that give you energy and nutrients that help you handle sugar. So you use electrolytes, and you use chromium, and you use vanadium. And by the way, you can go to criticalhealthnews.com, and you can read all my posts on this, and you can see products that leverage every one of the supplements I'm telling you about. Chromium, vanadium, probiotics, good bacteria, that is, selenium. These are nutrients that help your body utilize sugar. But nothing is more important than the B-complex for helping you utilize sugar. Magnesium is important. Zinc is important. There's a whole spectrum of nutrients that you could use in combination with replacing your fast-burning carbohydrate calories with protein and fat. Those two are very important, protein and fat. That's the best way to wean yourself off of sugar and carbohydrates, is to make sure you're getting quality protein, egg protein, animal protein. If you do animal protein, not hemp seed protein, but animal protein has some really very, it's a very valuable food, eggs especially. More protein, more fats, essential fatty acids, and use essential fatty acid supplements. The more fats you ingest and the more protein you ingest, the easier it's going to be to wean yourself off of sugar. In combination with all those sugar metabolizing nutrients I just told you about, not only will your blood sugar drop like a stone, but your blood pressure will, your blood cholesterol will. And by the way, elevated cholesterol is a classic sign of what's called dysglycemia, or messed up blood sugar. Messed up cholesterol equals messed up blood sugar. So your cholesterol will drop, your blood pressure will drop, your weight will drop, and your blood sugar will drop. And by the way, diabetes is a verb, not a noun, and this is very important. We nominalize our diseases. They're not nouns. They're processes. So that means you have power. If it was a noun, they want you to think, oh, I have diabetes. No, you don't have diabetes. You're diabetes-ing. You put an ing at the end of it. It's a verb. You follow? That's power, because it means you can reverse. And that's where reversal comes from. You know, people think it's cure. It's not cure. It's restoring the body back to its natural state, and it won't take very long. Within 7 to 14 days, easily, you'll start to notice changes, significant changes, especially around weight.
Good advice, Ben. Next up, let's go to Helen in New York City, also east of the Rockies. Hi, Helen. Go ahead.
Hey, Helen.
Helen, you still with us? Yeah, there you go.
Program.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm calling because I have a lot of problems with my knees, and I'm being pushed into knee replacements.
Oh, I know.
Is there anything I can do to prevent that from happening?
Those, they got them like factories now. They got them lined up to do knee replacements.
They love those titanium knees, don't they?
Well, you know, the thing is, though, if you have 70 years of not building the body up, it becomes difficult to turn it around, and sometimes you feel like the only thing you do is a knee replacement. So here's the deal. what happens to your body, what happens to all our bodies is pretty much generic. We basically just fall apart. Right? It's not fancy schmancy. It doesn't matter where it is, the knees or the elbows or the big toe or the clavicle or whatever. We just basically fall apart. So what does that mean? Your body is largely composed of connective tissue and muscle tissue. That's like the vast majority. There's a nerve in there, and then there's some surface stuff, but basically it's connective tissue, muscle tissue. The stuff breaks down over time if you don't build it up. So what you got to do is you got to start to build it up. The first thing to do when your body is breaking down like that is work, this is going to sound weird, but this is very important, work on your digestive system. Why? Because the nutrients that are responsible for building that stuff up have to be absorbed and digested. And if you're not digesting and absorbing, it doesn't matter what you do. So it's all, when your body's breaking down like that, and this is very common, ma'am, and you're not alone here. We're all breaking down, especially if we're not taking care as we're aging. So you've got to stabilize the digestive system and make sure you're absorbing, and that means good bacteria. Good bacteria is the first step. And it doesn't sound like it's exactly related to your joints, but it is. And then you're going to start to use nutrients that help you process food.
How long will that process take, Ben?
I don't know how broken down she is, but you can turn it around instantly. Instantly you can turn it around. Depending on how broken down you are, is going to be the determining factor in the speed that you'll notice results.
I mean, if it's too bad, she may need the knee replacement
exactly.
surgery.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. If it's too bad, you may need the knee replacement because you may not have enough time depending on how broken down you are. And I can't answer that question. But one of the great gifts of the human body is the sicker we are, the faster we turn it around. The more weight we need to lose, the faster our body loses the weight. This is one of the best gifts of the human body. The more broken down our body is, the faster it will heal once we do the right things and remove the bad things.
Let's go to Steve now in Colorado Springs, Colorado, close to your neck of the woods, Ben, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, Steve.
Hey. Hi, guys. Nori, thanks for having Ben on. I mean, wow, great information. And I agree with so much, and I'm learning a lot. And I have been through a lot. I had a bleeding ulcers at the time, didn't realize until I met a really good doctor. She actually gave me a blood test with my DNA makeup, and it's a gene that can't break down synthetic folic acid. And I think for many years, not knowing that, I think that was breaking my body down. And I think there's a lot of misleading information about folate and folic acid folic acid, either way you say it.
Yeah.
They're not telling you the truth about that. I mean, it's misleading because it's synthetic. Well, and I believe that anything that's synthetic shouldn't be in your body.
Well,
do you agree, Ben?
Well, synthetic is a tough word. And vitamins and nutrients are definitely something you got to think about along the lines that you're discussing here, because synthetic is not great, but you got to do what you got to do. Like we were saying earlier, we're not in the Garden of Eden any longer. Okay, Those days are gone. You do what you have to do. Okay, now I'm not a big believer. I'm not a big believer in supplements. I wish I didn't have to supplement. I wish I could get everything from food. It isn't going to happen. And I've seen too many incredible results, turnarounds, in my personal life as well as in my patients' lives to be able to marginalize or dismiss this. This is extremely important to recognize if you're serious about health. While your points are well taken, 100%, I hate the fact that I got a supplement and the synthetic nature of it. The fact remains, when you're deficient, and you restore, for example, your selenium or your potassium or your zinc or your folic acid or whatever it is, you get better. Is it better to eat it from food? Of course it is. That's not going to happen. You do what you need to do.
Next up, Mark is in Asheville, North Carolina. Welcome to the program, Mark. Go ahead.
Good morning, George and Ben. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very well.
In 2006, November of that year, I had a really severe motorcycle accident where a car crossed the center line and hit me head on. It tore up the entire left side of my body from, foot, hand, broke my hip and my hip cradle joint. And I got all that taken care of through surgery, but through the process, naturally, I was put on some fairly strong narcotic painkillers. And since that time, I've been on that dose, same dose of painkillers. It's about 160 milligrams a day of oxycodone hydrochloride.
How many years?
And it's been, this year's 9 years.
Wow. Your digestive system's got to be totally whacked.
Yeah, the physician I've had him for 30 years. He's an excellent physician, but I wonder about this long-term use of these. And
you want to get
he also, excuse me?
You want to get off them?
I do. I do.
Well, you got to be want to, because it's going to be tough. After 9 years, these are opiates. The opiate receptor in the brain is very, very stubborn. And it, once it's locked in, it's locked in. So
you got to be very careful, right?
Yeah. So, but if you want to, you can get yourself. I'll give you some ideas. You want some ideas?
Yes, sir. I do.
GABA, G-A-B-A. Start reading up on that. Start reading up on lithium. Start reading up on niacin.
Okay.
Start reading up on zinc.
And let me ask you this too, Ben.
Yeah.
I mean, is this something where he should be dealing with his doctor in terms of getting off this?
Weaning not necessarily is a big deal. Weaning you could do yourself probably, but if you want to go cold turkey, you know, after 9 years.
That's not a smart idea.
No, and even weaning is going to be very tough for you. I mean, you got to be really willing. You got to be really willing. Keep your blood sugar stable. Oh, here's another thing. Relax. You know, the relaxation nervous system is where we heal. And a lot of our addiction to pain pills is because it's the only way we know how to relax. So while you're going through your weaning process off your narcotics, you're going to go. Your body's going to rebel, and you're going to have a rebound effect, and you're going to get anxious and jittery and all that, all kinds of horrible things. I'm sure you may even know what I'm talking about. What you want to do is practice breathing techniques. Use hot showers. George, one of the greatest antihypertensive medicines is a hot shower.
Why?
Okay? No toxicity. Hot shower. You take your blood pressure before you go in the shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go take a hot shower. Take your blood pressure again. Watch what happens.
Is it down?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're relaxed. The hypertension is a sign of an emergency response. It's the body freaking out. This is what all our diseases are.
I've always had what they call lab coat or doctor's white coat with your high blood pressure.
Yeah.
It takes a while for it to come down when I'm in the doctor's office ever since I was a boy.
Do you have an iPhone or a recorded Android or something like that?
Yeah.
Put some music on. Put the headphones on. Listen to nice, relaxing music in the waiting room and practice breathing. Watch what happens.
Huh. Good technique. Let's go to San Antonio, Texas. Leticia is with us, first-time caller. Hi there.
Hi, hey, George Leticia. And Mr. Hughes.
Hey.
I was calling regarding medications. I've on some medications, and I really don't take them like I've been told to, only because I don't like medications. Some are painkillers and things for neuropathy. Inflammation, things like that, had some bad injury.
Okay.
I read up on all this stuff, and I found out, I don't know if it's true, and I wanted to ask you, they state on YouTube or wherever, you know, that medications are made of chemicals that are used turpentine, strippers, cleansers, paint thinners.
I'm sorry, you're saying
the medications aren't made with paint thinners, Ben?
No, they're not made with paint thinners, but they're made with, you know, using chemistry that paint thinner is based on, solvents and such.
Ah, that's probably what she means. Hey, we're at the break. We'll be back. Is there a showdown coming down with Iran? Jerry Corsi joins me next hour. We'll talk about that and take calls later on in the program with you on a very critical, critical subject. And by the way, are you a member of Beyond Belief? You can be. It's very simple. Simply go to the website, beyondbelief.com, and you can look at every program ever made there that's available. Beyondbelief.com. And we're back with pharmacist Ben, criticalhealthnews.com, and we'll take the rest of your calls as well. These hours go by quickly, Ben, don't they?
Yeah, it's because there's so much to say.
Well, there really is. And when people supplement to increase what you don't get from the foods, How do you know how much to take? That's the question.
That's a great question. That's a really great question. The good news is there's very little toxicity. So that's the good news. The window, the therapeutic window or the margin of error is very large for the most part. So it's better, in my opinion, to err on the side of more than of less. Now, you have to, at the end of the day, you have to go by your own results. And that's why I was talking about speaking body. You have to assess your own body. We've learned to disassociate from our bodies. We don't even live in our bodies, George. We live in our heads. And we don't even understand what it's like to when our body has a certain sensation, what that really means. And so we have to begin to become attuned to our bodies. And that's really what this is all about. Once we begin to understand how our bodies work, this will be a no-brainer. So in the meantime, what you got to do is when you take your supplement, you got to see how you feel. For the most part, your water-soluble nutrients, you can take in abundance. And those are your energy ones, your B-complexes, vitamin C, the electrolytes. And you want those in a liquid fashion. The ideal way to get these liquid water-soluble nutrients, because they're water-soluble, is in water. So use soups, use juices, use supplement powders, put them all in water, drink them. Anything you could do to liquefy your nutrients is going to be to your advantage. With the fat-soluble nutrients, a little bit different. So with the fat-soluble nutrients, your D, E, A, and K, your fat-soluble nutrients, you don't overdo on those. You take within a couple of, I like to take maybe double, triple, three times the RDA minimum a day. Way more than the RDA. The RDAs are set for diseases. They're not set for health. The RDAs are there to prevent disease, but that doesn't mean you're healthy. You know, if we don't take enough of these supplements, George, we may not be getting diseases, but we may be leaving health on the table. And that's the issue. We should be looking to maximize our health. There's too much great stuff in the world to have to worry about being sick, the way I look at it.
Why are so many alternative health practitioners, Ben, in trouble with the government? I mean, they're cracking down on all of them.
The government's a corporation, and it's protecting its interests, you know? These are its interests. Doesn't like people encroaching on its territory.
Or its income. Let's go to McAllen, Texas, Joe's turn on Coast to Coast. Joseph, go ahead, Joe.
Yes.
Hi, Joseph.
I really admired George and you, Ben, also. I was calling because I think I need a little help, Ben.
Okay.
I have a problem with my colon or my stomach.
Okay.
I don't particularly like doctors. I don't take any medications. I haven't been to a doctor for probably 20 years or more. And I don't want to go to a doctor.
Give me a little problem. What's a little problem?
Okay. My stool is loose most of the time.
Okay.
I have a lot of gas. I have a
All
lot
right.
of
phlegm. All right. We'll fix you up here. Here's what you need to do. Number one. You need to get immediately on the best probiotic supplement you could find. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. Get the best probiotic supplement you could find. Start taking it immediately, tomorrow. You don't have any time to waste. Start eating fermented foods also. You know what those are? You know what I mean when I say fermented foods? Like fermented beets and kimchi and miso, that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fermented foods. And then you want to do something called a food diary where you write down everything you eat, and you write down how you feel after you eat that food. And it wouldn't hurt you to fast for a couple of days before you do the food diary, but if you can't, you can't. Do the food diary. You need to get some information. We need to see what foods you're reacting to, and those foods have to be eliminated. You're not processing your foods, and you're losing lots of nutrients, and you're going to break down very quickly, as you probably know. It sounds like it's already occurring. So what you want to do is you want to get to the bottom of why you're not processing foods correctly, and the only way to do it is to do a food diary. In the meantime, you need to also do probiotics and fermented foods to stabilize your gut.
I was going to just ask you about probiotics. How do you know that you're taking the right ones?
Oh, George, I'm telling you, that is the key to it all, right there. Right there in that. You have something like a quadrillion or 100 trillion of these things. They're all like fit in a couple of tablespoons.
The friendly bacteria, right?
Friendly bacteria. They make vitamins. They can have genes. They heal the gut. They affect your mood. They digest your food. They fight cancer. They dissolve fat. I mean, they make vitamins. I mean, there's so many things these things do. And everything we do as a culture is almost singularly designed to destroy them. chlorine in the water, fluoride in the water, antibiotics everywhere, fish and meat and dairy, and people intentionally taking antibiotics. The poisons that the preservatives in food that poison the bacteria. Everything we're doing is to kill these bacteria off, and then we wonder why we're sick. Do you know now we know diabetes is related to this? Thyroid disorders are related to problems with, it's called dysbiosis. This poor gentleman here, the gas and the pain. And
it's got to be killing him.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And that's a classic sign of what's called dysbiosis. Dys meaning messed up, biosis meaning bacteria. Fermented food. You know, the cultures that live the longest in the world are always eating lots of fermented foods. Fermented fish. You ever hear? Fermented yak milk in Mongolia.
Let's go to Janae in Ketchikan, Alaska. Hey, Janae, go ahead. Welcome to the program.
Hey there. Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have a little story to tell, and then I want to ask you a question. We have a friend that has recently, in the last few months, came down with stage 4 Alzheimer's, and he worked for a company for 17 years where he soldered computer boards, and there were no safeguards in place, so he was breathing the fumes from that solder all these years, and we think, you know, that might have had something to do with his Alzheimer's. But what happened is the part of his brain that controls the motor skills of the body just, he fell, and now he can hardly move because that part of the brain has been affected, and that got us started into looking into drugs, psychotropic drugs. We came up with these chemically man-made drugs and found out that these drugs can actually burn holes in the brain. My question is, if these drugs that are chemically made cause people's brains to literally burn out in certain areas or shrink from whatever it does to cause Alzheimer's, I would think that these medical professionals would be telling these people out there how dangerous it is to take these psychotropic drugs because they figure by 2025 there's going to be 65 million more cases of Alzheimer's, and it's starting at younger and younger ages.
All the more reason to take care of where you can control, which is food, diet, nutritional supplementation, and the digestive system, and stabilize blood sugar, and then also relax. Learn to relax. You're absolutely correct. There are so many horrible things, and there's so much toxicity. You know, everywhere you turn, we live in a toxic stew. We're swimming in an ocean of poison, and that's just the world we've created. And I personally believe that it's a manifestation of our collective unconscious on some level. You know, we live in a polluted planet because our minds and we're polluted on some level. We wouldn't tolerate this. But the fact is, we have it. This is what we have. This is the cards we've been dealt. So what you do is you find the locus of control, your digestive system. Don't eat the corporate swill. Eat less food. We eat way too much food. Make sure you're on a good nutritional supplement program, an intelligently and strategically designed nutritional supplement program. It's key. Learn to relax. Breathe. Deep breathe. Hot showers. Hot baths. Meditate. Yoga. Whatever. Practice forgiveness and love. There's so many ways we have control over our health. We need to be leveraging every single one of those, and that includes nutritional supplementation and diet and everything else that we've talked about tonight.
Jim is in Orlando, Florida, on with Ben Fuchs. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, great show, George. How you doing, Ben?
Hey, good.
I have it's a off-topic question, but I'm hoping that you would know. I got put on a thing called a CDC watch list. What is the scale of the function, and how do you get off of it, and what is the requirement to get on it to begin with?
You don't know how you got on the CDC watch list? They just told you?
Yes.
It has to do with, like, travelers and stuff. Did you go somewhere?
Yes. A couple of years ago, I went to Nicaragua with my wife. That's where she's from. It wasn't my first time.
That's the only place you went?
When I came back from Nicaragua, within a month, I got sick, and I had to go to the hospital, that's the first time I've ever had to go to the hospital in my entire life.
They tell you what you got?
What was the diagnosis there?
There was two things. One, they determined they called it super pneumonia. I don't know what that means. And then there was something else. They said they had no idea what it was, but they saw that it was attacking me. And they said that's the reason why they had to put me on a CDC watch list.
Jeez.
And I'm required to go visit their specialist once every 3 months for the next 3 years.
How are you doing now? Are you okay?
Yes, they said that the repair to my health would take 8 months. I was back to normal within 9 days.
Good for you.
What'd you do?
And nothing. It took me 9 days to recover. But once I was able to walk again, I was basically back to normal.
Right. I've never heard of a CDC watch list. Ben.
That's like when you have some infectious disease, you come back from, you know, where they had Ebola and all that stuff. There must have been
okay,
something.
Okay, so they put you on that kind of a list.
Yeah, exactly.
And to get off it, how does he get off it, do you know?
I think you have to be cleared somehow, medically cleared. I don't know a lot about
it. By that certified doctor they told him to go see.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Okay,
sometimes.
Well, you will think that they should be able to knock him off that list pretty soon.
I don't know a lot about the CDC watch list.
Okay, Jim, thanks. Cheryl is in Phoenix, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing. You're welcome.
I have Hashimoto's disease, and it came up because I've had serious insomnia, and I think my system just got broken down.
Okay.
I eat really healthy. I exercise. I eat, you know, I do just about everything, you know, the best I can. I do yoga. I even study nutrients, and I just do everything I'm supposed
to. Want some help with
that? And I've got Hashimoto's.
Well, let me tell you about Hashimoto's. You and many, many millions of people have Hashimoto's. Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease. I'm sure you know that, right? The body is attacking itself. Your immune system is super hyperactive, and that always means that there's a breakdown in the digestive system. So Hashimoto's is the end result of number one, digestive problems, and number two, blood sugar problems. So what you got to do is you got to first and foremost get to your food allergy issue, food intolerance issue, what foods you're having a problem processing. That's first of all. And then the same thing with the other caller. You got to stabilize the gut bacteria. You want to treat Hashimoto's and all autoimmune issues as a digestive condition primarily, first and foremost, and there's some very fascinating reasons for that, but suffice it to say breakdowns in the intestine cause things to leak into the blood that initiate this immune reaction. When you start to patch up the gut, you will notice instant results. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be reversing it completely, but you'll notice results instantly. In fact, if you were to fast for a couple of days, you'd probably start to feel better. Have you ever fasted?
Huh. Are most diseases from the gut?
Absolutely. Chronic long-term degenerative diseases. Not most, all chronic long-term degenerative diseases begin at the gut level. They have to, George. Listen, the gut is the interface between you and the outside world, okay? The blood is the sacred space. This is where the life is. You know, and the Bible says the blood is the life. Once something, the blood is the holy of holies. The digestive system is the barrier between the outside world and the blood. And the only way for you to have a chronic degenerative disease is for something to have been in the blood, for something to get in the blood. And the only way, unless you're an IV drug user or unless you're, you know, snorting some horrible mold or poison or fungus, you know, 99.99% of the time the breakdown is going to occur at the digestive system level. And given the fact that we're born, look how we're born. You know, a third of people are born cesarean. This is when gut bacteria, by the way, are implanted. This is when the beginnings of the digestive system's life, you know, this is at the implications of what happens at this point have impacts for the rest of that baby's life, for his adult life. And so he's born cesarean, or then he has to have breast milk, and he doesn't get his breast milk. And if he does get breast milk, the mother doesn't have the right nutrients. By the time a kid is 2 years old, his digestive system is starting to break down. You know, we call it colicky. You know the term colicky? That means your colon is messed up. A baby's colon is tweaked. That's why he's colicky. You know, so and we consider it to be a normal part of childhood. So our digestive systems break down very quickly. And then we go into the standard American diet, and we're off to the races.
Ben, we're almost out of time. Would you give out your website and your toll-free number?
CriticalHealthNews.com. I blog on it regularly. We keep it updated, and plus all of have nutritional supplements on there, and a lot of the stuff we talked about is at criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 855-949-7234, 855 888-949-7234.
Let's go to Tom in Detroit. Tom, you're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Hey, Tom. Yeah,
you know, I'd visit, or I'd take my girlfriend to her doctor, and she told me, you know, he falls asleep sometimes, you know, when he's checking her out. He's so tired, he owns 6 nursing homes. But the thing is, in his office, I'm reading his magazines. I'm telling her, you know, you could lose your that roll around your stomach and you'll need less insulin. And then I told her, I said, and I read in your doctor's magazine, you could take alpha-lipoic acid and you'll get the feeling back on her feet, which she did.
That's awesome.
Then I had a friend who was going to have laser surgery, and we went to the health food store, looked in the books, said, take antioxidants. It'll tighten up those blood vessels in your eyes. He did that. He didn't have to have his laser surgery. Then a couple years later, when the Fukushima thing was gone and everybody was getting thyroid cancer, he got a big lump on his throat. We went to the health food store, looked up in the books. It said enzymes, systemic enzymes. Yeah. And you know what? That lump went away.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. Thank you for sharing
that. Didn't have to have that surgery. Friend was in for colon. They were going to give him a bag, you know, colonoscopy.
Nice.
I told him, just take some yogurt. He took a chance. He started taking yogurt. He didn't have it, and that was 20 years ago. Now my sister's going to have hip replacement, and I looked up on the Internet, and I found out that she can just have stem cells. I'm trying to tell her that she can get an injection of stem cells, and her own body will heal it. She doesn't have to get her femur bone
cut
off.
Good. You're good, Tom.
You're doing good work, man. That's awesome. That's very. I love hearing, George, I hear stories like this all the time. I love
success
hearing stories.
Well, we've had with Christian Wild, one of our researchers, and he's a noted author. He has gotten stem cells for some of our heart patient listeners, and one guy, Billy, who could barely walk 10 feet without having to stop and breathe like that.
Oh my God!
Now he's walking and walking and walking.
Isn't
it's
that
amazing. Yeah.
Have you heard of these things called respirocytes?
No, what are those?
These are fake cells, not fake, but they're synthetic blood cells that will allow you to climb up to Mount Everest and like run up Mount Everest or swim like miles underwater. They're called respirocytes, and they'll inject you with these things.
All right, my friend. Ben, we are out of time, but thank you so much for being on the program.
Pleasure. It's an honor to be on the program.
And everything you do for us and for our listeners, I really appreciate it. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And he could have been a doctor. He knows so much information. Up next, are we going at it with Iran? I'm going to be talking with Jerry Corsi, special two-hour program about what's going on there near Yemen with ships coming and going. Something could happen. So Jerry's next with us on Coast to Coast AM.